Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemned the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Space tourism started Wednesday. Dan Naraki reports.
SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission towards orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean on Sunday. Astrophysicist Hakim Wulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist. And that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank on a military ship or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineer there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space. Those that involve zero G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here because they're going much higher than they typically go.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that led to 13 American servicemen and women to their deaths, including hundreds of Afghanis, has brought up incompetence complaints. Georgia Republican Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax after watching Secretary of State Antony Blinken testify twice this week in front of lawmakers.
Listen, if there is anything that has come out of these last 2 days of hearings is that this person, Antony Blinken, has no idea what he's doing. He is not fit to be Secretary of State. And he needs to resign. What took place in Afghanistan is inexcusable. Look, Rob, our office alone, and I'm sure ours is not the only one, but we are still trying to get Americans out of Afghanistan. In fact, fortunately, we had one family arrive yesterday in Virginia still, but we still have others in Afghanistan. This has been a catastrophic disaster. We are leaving Americans behind in terrorist-run Afghanistan. And yet here, Blinken is just acting as though everything is fine, taking zero responsibility, and he's unfit to continue serving as the Secretary of State.
The Texas Tribune is reporting a federal judge has scheduled an October 1st hearing to consider the Department of Justice's request to temporarily block the heartbeat law that bans abortions after the unborn baby has a heartbeat, about 6 weeks. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court allowed the Texas law to stand. Texas has until September 29th to make its case opposing the DOJ request. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got James Herson with us. Yes, the one and only, no baloney, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, joins us now. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, in light of mandatory vaccinations, mask wearing, travels from Florida to California to Hawaii, back to California. Hey, I'm doing okay. I mean, there was a lot to observe relevant to, the mandate of vaccines and wearing masks. I mean, in Hawaii, I think I shared with you that the fear of COVID has been so infused in our culture that it's really having, Americans at each other's neck here unnecessarily, I believe.
One could easily come up with a theory that after the embarrassing, dangerous defeat in Afghanistan, humiliating and really the worst in the history of the United States, the people that are in the administration felt the necessity to change the subject. And so the timing of this unprecedented move to mandate vaccinations is very suspect. And they were trying to change the subject. They succeeded in great part because, especially, of course, in most of the media, the establishment corporate media, who now are discussing this issue and dividing Americans from morning till night, they're talking about it. But as we talk about on your show all the time, when we look beyond, the headlines, the politics, we really see spiritual forces at work. We really
Without a doubt.
See
yeah.
the face of good and the face of evil behind this. One of the things that de Tocqueville said about the United States, that the United States is great because the United States is good.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
this is the people that have attempted to destroy institutions, are anti-Christian, tried to destroy the Catholic Church, tried to destroy any notion of theism. Those same people want to destroy the goodness of the United States and destroy the moral fabric. And so every source of what is right and what is wrong, every institution that teaches that, of course, religious institutions are the only ones outside of the family that come up with those kinds of standards. But in addition, of course, they come from the traditional notion of family and the traditional notion of parenting, of masculinity. And so the forces of evil, and have always done this, seek to destroy that which God has created, and try to pit us against each other, try to tear down the fabric of civilization. And this is not just happening in the United States, because we see it happening all over the world.
Oh, it's a worldwide pandemic in that sense. You're exactly right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and that's the real pandemic. You know, the virus, the China Wuhan virus, for any age group, with the exception of those with severe secondary complications, so-called comorbidities, with the exception of that, generally we're talking 95% to 99% survival rates, survival rates that are greater than the survival rate of those that drive on our freeways, of those that fly in private planes, those particularly those that ride motorcycles. Yeah. And so,
and some have suggested even blacks in Chicago.
Yeah, well, that definitely in certain neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so it's an irrational, nurtured fear. And one of the ways that mind control works is to create a mass psychosis, to create a kind of a contagion, a mental illness. And the mass psychosis within it is the seed of evil. And the survival rate, by the way, of sin is zero.
Right.
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. So the real contagion is the contagion of evil, of sin, of wickedness.
Agreed.
And the, and you know, the cure for that, of course, is the free gift, the gracious gift that comes through the love of the Father, through the gift of the Son, and the impartation of the Holy Spirit. And so it's turning away. It's that redemption and that repentance where we turn away from the evil and turn toward the good. We start as individuals first, and we work out to the family, to the community, to our religious institutions, and ultimately that will impact the nation. And I think if we do that, you know, the world will be better off, and our country will be better off.
Without a doubt. It's prescriptive, James. That's what you're laying out. I mean, because there are many, too many people within the church that feel like, you know, church and politics should not intersect. Well, that's the biggest lie. You know, because we are called to an account when God called us to be that light to a dark world, to be that salt, you know, against evil, and to hold evil into account to make that difference. I mean, otherwise, why should God care? Hey, well, just let his creation go. Let it, have it its own way. Do things according to their own eyes. And if they kill themselves, you know, no big whoop. But then, you know, why send Jesus to go and redeem them then? You know, I think what a waste of any part of God's creation or God himself that he would, you know, send his only son to redeem us if we weren't, in his eyes, worthy of it, or, you know, however way you want to put it in its context. But because of that, because of his commitment to us, to redeem us and bring us back home where we belong. Meanwhile, we're here on this earthly plane going through this journey to be a plus contributor, not a negative contributor, because we know God. And people who know God will do mighty things. And it's not necessarily we do it because, you know, because of the mighty things or some sort of glory. It's because it's incidental because of our faith and connection with God himself and belief in the cross, that when Jesus was lifted up, that we were freed from sin and death, right?
That's right. And the thing you allude to, unfortunately, is preached and accepted by many religious people, that somehow they're supposed to stay in the pews. Somehow they're not supposed to engage in the public square. And, of course, we see that is absolutely not true in Scripture in terms of what people that God selected and elected did many of whom not only continue to engage, but in their case of preaching the gospel that was illegal, but they lost their lives for that.
Exactly.
And literally, except for John, St. John, the divine who wrote the book of Revelation, who died as an exile.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is manifesting His power throughout local regions in India, Nepal, and Bhutan as He continues to reach the lost through the Tide radio broadcasts. Several listeners have reported miraculous recoveries after praying to God for healing when local legends and lore failed to cure their ailments. These wondrous signs from God are tangible proof that He is working in these areas and around the world. And we here at the Tide Ministry are humbled by the power of Christ and the love He has for His people. After 75 years of service for the Lord, we are determined to continue sharing the gospel through the radio and to continue spreading the good news. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. James Herson continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, right before the break here, you were just talking about that, you know, the apostles of Jesus Christ, all but one, were persecuted and martyred in such
heinous manners that you couldn't even begin to conceive. But the fact of the matter, not only them, but how many other faithful who believed in Jesus were impaled on stakes to light up the driveway, you know, to the emperor's palace, you know, to be subjected to that kind of horrendous and horrific persecution and terror. I mean, it really speaks highly of the validity that Jesus Christ came, he suffered for our sins, he was crucified, he went to the grave, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. There is none other that you can point to in history that solved, you know, the human condition, that followed the Father's prescription and said, look it, when he's raised up, he will draw people unto himself and they will be saved. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what is happening today, in much the same way that we read about in the Old Testament with the snake on the, you know, the bronze snake on the pole being raised up to the children of Israel who were suffering, you know, a plague, a pandemic in a sense, and where thousands of people were dying. And Moses directed Aaron to lift up the snake so that the people would be saved when they looked upon it. And this was orders from God. And I wonder, even today in dealing with that pandemic, is God ordering us today to look at the cross that we could be saved, you know, from this pandemic? I don't know.
Well, certainly the ultimate vaccine is the acceptance of Jesus Christ, to turn away from evil and turn towards the source of good, turn towards the Lord, the cross, towards Jesus. And interestingly, in the New Testament, Christ tells us who follow him to occupy till I come.
Right.
Occupy. Yes. That's a military term. We're not supposed to be ostriches and go hide.
Exactly.
We are supposed to occupy. And we live in a world where you can judge a person by the person's enemies. And who hates Christ?
Yes.
Well, communists hate Christ. Mm-hmm. People who are humanist, militant atheists, people who are totalitarians, Hitler hated Christ, Stalin hated Christ, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, the communist regimes today of Cuba, North Korea, and China detest Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, in our world today, in today's New York Times, there is a piece written by a priest in the Anglican Church to say that the idea of letting God do it, trusting God, that there's no evidence for that. And we shouldn't do that. This is an ordained priest.
Mm.
And it's a female priest. And this is what we see in the mainline denominations, just as the Bible predicted.
Exactly.
An apostasy coming in. Mm-hmm. And so it's a terribly important time to basically resist these kinds of watered down changes. People who actually are atheists, who are pretending to be clerics and to get into the fundamentals of the faith and understand the reality of the truth of what God's word actually says.
Exactly. Well, and that's the big question. The question that goes back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? And, you know, it's our responsibility. James, about 5 minutes left, and I did want to talk about, you know, what Glenn Beck and other fellow citizens have been doing in order to rescue those Americans that you know, the administration said, you know, weren't left behind. They weren't going to leave any behind. In fact, they did. We don't know the exact number. You know, it's varied according to the administration.
administration between 100 and then some days it's 110. I don't, you know, they should have a solid number on this. Boots, or I say boots, not military boots, but people on the ground are reporting in some cases over 1,000 Americans were left behind. That's, you know, that's a tenfold difference between the estimate that's coming out of the administration, which, you know, which really just hurts their credibility all the more. You know, just give it to us straight. But meanwhile, that aside, you have Americans who said, look, we believe we're committed, especially, I can tell you this, James, being former military, we have this ethos that is ingrained. It is transferred into us when we take the oath of military assignment that we will not leave any American behind. That is, it is tradition, but it is something even deeper than that. And the fact that we left so many Americans behind was heartbreaking and unconscionable to conceive, especially from former military, right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a group of former military, as we speak, that are working on their own outside of government, where they've used this name, Pineapple Express, to describe the operation. They're volunteers. They're military veterans. They're experienced, many of our special forces veterans, and they're trying to, you know, in addition to the Americans, we have people who work side by side with our military who were Afghan helpers and translators and fighters for our side, many of whom were with us. Families that did this for the last two decades while we fought against the idea of the Taliban taking over this country, which now this administration has relegated the country to this group and armed them, making them one of the best armed groups in the world with state-of-the-art arms that are worth tens of billions of dollars. And it's a situation where it's undermined our credibility in the world. It's undermined the entire military attitude because people say, well, we fought this for 20 years, blood and treasure, and the objective was to win over there so we wouldn't have to face them over here. And the administration, instead of winning, you know, basically gives up and gives it to the barbaric terrorist organization, gives the country, gives the equipment, gives our newly constructed embassy to them, and in addition brings unvetted people, which may include members of the Taliban, here. So
right.
It runs counter to any of the military objectives, and no one will be held to account, apologize. We made an error. No one in this administration. And the only person that's been fired is one Marine officer who spoke publicly seeking accountability from the leader.
Exactly. He fell on his sword, James. He fell on his sword.
That's right.
And nobody else did.
And
exactly.
That's right. And so this is a devastating blow to American prestige and our ability to operate in the world. And people, I mean, this is not a left-right thing anymore. Leon Panetta, of all people, who worked for the Obama administration, is out there saying that we are now going to face another 9/11 or more 9/11s because of this action. He is criticizing this administration in a way that even David Axelrod and
exactly. Look at this conversation, I'm sure, will continue, and always look forward to having you back. James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst here. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love.
Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemned the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Matt Brainerd is going to be joining us in just a moment, the executive director of Look Ahead America. He founded and led the Voter Integrity Project to discover illegal ballots and other election anomalies. Unlike many people that wanted to talk about it, Matt actually put some effort and energy into looking into this. And, and again, here we are, a year later. And the questions still abound. You know, people ask me, do you believe that that it was a legitimate election? I say, I don't know. And I think that's a fair answer. I don't know. I don't know if anybody really knows. They want to convince you. But I see more evidence that there were problems with the election than I see evidence that it was a secure and fair-minded election. And especially in light of all that's going on, it's being brought out, with this new book, Peril, from Bob Woodward and Bob Costa. When you dig deep into the psychology of the book and what it is saying about our government, it was unhinged, and it had been unhinged for 4 years under Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump's fault, necessarily. Donald Trump was just being Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, in an environment that is not used to having a true chief executive officer in place, somebody who was coming in and, turning things on its head because it needed to be. I mean, whether we're talking about, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was upset because they moved his cheese, that somehow these, unelected bureaucrats and military officials who were had ambassadorships or that were, working in embassies and that sort of thing, they had the way of doing business. And Donald Trump upset them. And so you've got the problem there going on with the military. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were totally unhinged. And, some of this is a bit surprising to me that people are surprised that Nancy Pelosi had a conversation with General Milley. I mean, she pointed out she did. She pointed out that she was afraid that Donald Trump was going to have to be dragged away in handcuffs because he was going to refuse to leave. So, the frenzy, psychotic reaction by Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, is being pointed out in this book is no big surprise. And I believe it all dovetails with what Matt Brainerd's been working on in terms of voter integrity. And he joins us now. I also mentioned that Matt was the director of data and strategy for the Trump campaign and president of the Brainerd Group, a political and digital strategy firm. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Matt, as I was mentioning before you came on, is that even in Woodward's book, even though it's loaded with anonymous subjects, I think over 200 anonymous reports in the book, it really speaks of a greater narrative of how psychotic things were, especially targeted toward the Trump campaign.
Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing. I actually expect it to be in the psychology's DSM someday. Right. It's
yes.
Very real.
Right. And again, it surprises me that people go, Nancy Pelosi had a conversation with Milley. It was real obvious. I mean, there was reporting that she had talked to him, that she had, she was really, you talk about derangement. She was full blown on. Her and all the Democrats at every turn, all they could think about was impeaching this president. And, nothing found after the Mueller report of an investment of $70 million of the people's money. And they come up with bupkis. This is just insane. And then look what happens within 7-8 months. All the great things that Trump had done for the country has been turned on its head, and we have Joe Biden in place. But meanwhile, the outflow of all this is what happened on January the 6th, which the FBI a couple of weeks ago, as you know, came back and said Donald Trump was not complicit in this, and the hyperbole of him, acting in a treasonous manner and causing an insurrection and that sort of thing really had no validity, right?
That's what the FBI said. They said that there is no evidence of a conspiracy, which means
right.
That you just had a bunch of, very naive people and a few very evil people engaged in activities there at the Capitol that day. And, Look Ahead America has been a longtime advocate since January of the many people who were there who did not engage in violence, who did not damage any property, but have been swept up in this rush to create the insurrection narrative and have had their lives destroyed. And some of them are actually still sitting in solitary confinement 9 months on.
Amazing.
So we've been advocating for them. Now, those who committed violence, who attacked police officers, we condemn that, and we think those people should be given speedy trial and be put in prison with the appropriate sentence. But the vast majority of the people who have been charged have not been charged with violence. They've been
exactly.
with things like trespassing. And here's what's key to this, is that these people aren't being persecuted because of what they did, but for what they believed. We've seen over and over again the same behavior on Capitol Hill, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez leading an insurrection in the Speaker's office with a mass sit-in with protests, or the storming of the Senate office buildings during the Kavanaugh hearings and interfering with government procedures and processes of his confirmation hearings. So we've all seen this before. The only difference is that these people are being turned into domestic terrorists, and has nothing to do with what they did and everything to do with what they believe. And that's why they are political prisoners, and that's why it's immoral, and that's why Look Ahead America is fighting.
Exactly. Well, we cannot thank you enough for keeping this, up front and center. We're doing everything we can to come alongside your efforts, Matt, because I find this to be very disgusting. And this is it. We've got political prisoners here in the United States of America. The president, Joe Biden, basically said, he's just going to let them sit on ice there. He is not intervening whatsoever. He has bought into the whole cloth narrative of this insurrection January the 6th, regardless of all the footage. I mean, there are still thousands of hours of footage, I understand, that has not been shown. But what we have seen, from private cameras, people were there, where you have the Capitol Police inviting the people in.
Well, you know, this is a bit confusing. And like you said, in contrast to not that long ago, several months earlier, we have Black Lives Matter and Antifa storming the Capitol, tearing down monuments and everything like that. I've never heard of any of them sitting in solitary confinement. Have you?
No, not at all. And what's interesting to me is that the Capitol Police supposedly sanctioned and punished six of their own officers for their actions on January 6th, except they aren't saying who the officers are. They're not saying what they were accused of and what they found and why they decided to hold them accountable. The Capitol Police Department is not subject to FOIA or any kind of oversight. And what we're finding is that people increasingly agree with us. If you think that it's wrong for a police department to clear itself after shooting an unarmed citizen, you're on our side. If you think it's wrong for somebody who's not been accused of violence, has not been convicted of anything, to be stuck in solitary confinement for 9 months and denied medical care, access to their family, and access to their attorneys, you're on our side. And if you think it's wrong for the government to hide 14,000 hours of video of a supposed insurrection at a public building, then you're on our side. And, you know, Rasmussen just came out with a poll that showed half the country believes that the Biden administration is holding political prisoners. And that includes 45% of Democrats. So our messaging through our rallies and through the other activities that Look at America's engagement is starting to move the needle. And we're starting to find that some of our elected representatives are starting to find some courage on this issue and stepping up. And we've seen that, it's taken time, but the progress is real.
Well, Matt, this is what we the people looks like. I mean, this is a government up for by we the people, which means the people have to be activated. And when they're activating, then things change. And this is what this is starting to demonstrate to people. And for that cause, I think it's awesome in as much as that people are beginning to understand the constitutional rights and what we the people, because a lot of people, they go, well, this is supposed to be the government up for by we the people, but I don't see where we the people are getting a fair shake here, because we the people, they're not interested, they're not involved. But in this particular case, with all your efforts, LAA is making it possible for we the people to get activated and be part of the solution, right? Because you've got another rally coming up on this weekend.
That's right. Go to lookaheadamerica.org/rally and find out information on attending our rally at the U.S. Capitol this Saturday at noon. We have some very specific requests. Don't bring any materials supportive of President Trump or President Biden or any other organization. Just bring patriotic clothing and signs about justice for J6. And we've got 17 rallies planned in state capitals all across the country. All of that is listed at lookaheadamerica.org/rally.
More from Matt after this. Stay with us.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
American. Bill Martinez here. Matt Brainerd continues with us. Matt is the executive director of Look Ahead America, and we're talking about the rally that's coming up this weekend. And Matt was real specific about when you come up, it's not a political event by no means. It is everything about the American citizens, just like yourself, who are political prisoners that have been caught up in this net that has been orchestrated to support what everybody, well, a growing number of people, even according to Rasmussen, understand this to be a faux event that we have political prisoners in the United States of America. It's disgusting. Think about it. And Matt, again, we congratulate you on your efforts. We're grateful for, you know, the civics lesson you're giving to people and helping them understand what we the people looks like when they galvanize and, you know, come together unified against an unjust situation.
Right. And I want to take a moment here, by the way, to applaud you, because there are many in the media, many on the right, that just want this all to go away. They think that if they ignore the phony insurrection narrative, if they ignore the plight of these people in prisons, it'll all go away and they just want to go back to talking about, you know, tax cuts and all these crazy things that Biden is doing, and, you know, it's their usual talking points, and they've thrown a blanket over our efforts. But I really applaud you, and this isn't the first time we've talked about this. You've had us on repeatedly, so I really applaud you using your platform for justice.
Well, thank you, Matt, because at the core, see, this is foundational to truth and integrity of our Constitution, as we were talking about earlier about the book Peril that is going to be out in a couple of days and the things that it indicates. And there's indications there. It's an indication of a dysfunction that has been spreading throughout our constitutional republic. And we need to be able to identify this and do something about it. And the thing is, we cannot expect, you know, people, you know, to do brain surgery on themselves. And this is what this is required. This is a deep-seated issue that must be attacked. And if we're going to do that, all hands are required to be on deck. And it starts with our own humanity and the respect for humanity. There is huge disrespect here, and there's a big disparity between Republicans and Democrats. And as long as we continue to feed that narrative, it's going to continue to divide us. And you and I are about a united America, and people who believe in what we believe in know that that is incredible power that will overcome these Marxist forces that have, that are living amongst us. It's no longer existential. I mean, we're surrounded and being attacked in all sorts of angles. And this is only part of the symptom that we're talking about. But it's a dangerous symptom that we must address. And, of course, on Saturday at the U.S. Capitol, I guess where this all began, Matt, I guess that's the point, is people are going to be coming. And, as you said, be patriotic, bring flags, but do not bring something that indicates Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Right, exactly. This is not partisan. And again, we insist, violence has no place in our rally. It has no part of our organization. We condemn it. We are a peaceful community organizers. That's what we do. We are peaceful community organizers. And increasingly, the more people hear our message, it's not partisan. Look, if you think that it's wrong for a police department to be able to clear itself after killing an unarmed citizen without any transparency, you're on our side. If you think it's wrong for somebody who has not been convicted to be held in prison for over 9 months, not even charged with anything violent, then you're on our side. It's that simple. And if you think it's wrong for the government to sit on 14,000 hours of potentially exculpatory video of what happened on January 6th, then you're on our side. So the more we talk, the more we share our message, the more people come to agree with us. And eventually we'll reach a threshold where the leaders in Washington can't ignore it anymore and they'll have to take action.
Matt, do we know exactly how many people are in D.C.? But it's also in other they're in other prisons as well. It's not just in D.C., right?
Right now we're tracking at about 100. Some of them are ones that have been accused of violence, but a lot of them have not. Or in many of them, or they're charged with some sort of weird conspiracy theory. There are many, many people sitting in prison who have not been accused of violence. But apart from those that are in prison, I mean, there are about 600 people arrested and facing serious consequences for what in the past has been given just a slap on the wrist.
Exactly. Well, I mean, what happened to our own civic duty and responsibility? I mean, like you said, there wasn't billions of dollars of damage like, what happened in the Summer of Love. And that was my question that I've been consistently asking is how much damage occurred on January 6th versus what happened there at Lafayette Park and the months before.
And, one of the arguments that some political reporter just messaged me, and I've heard it from other places, say, well, this person, we may not be charging them with violence, but they were in a crowd and, somebody in that crowd did something. So we're going to hold this other individual whom we can't charge, whom we can't prove did it. We're going to hold them liable for that. That is completely immoral. That is extrajudiciary punishment. That means there is no system of law and order in this country. There is no judiciary system in this country if we tolerate that. And in the past, we haven't tolerated it. You can recall that incident that happened not that long ago where a woman was lying in bed, supposedly the cops burst in because they were after her boyfriend. She got shot and killed. Nobody made the case that, well, she was running with the wrong crowd. None of the people raising that issue with me now made the case that, well, she was running with the wrong crowd. So,
right.
Look, if you can't make the case that an individual committed violence or destroyed property, you can't punish them because of what you think someone else did. And that's
exactly
what they're trying to do. And that is a question from Politico to me. A mainstream, as mainstream as it gets, media outlet.
Wow.
And it's something I've heard everywhere else. Like, what a stupid question. What a stupid question.
Yeah, without a doubt. Matt, it was revealed that the FBI themselves were involved in this ruckus on January the 6th. This is starting to come out in much the same way that they were involved in the kidnapping attempt of Governor Whitmer. And, so the makeup of the people that were there on January 6th, I'm not talking about the totality. I'm talking about just the people that were involved directly there on the Capitol. Do we have a defined makeup? I mean, we understand there were people there from Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Now we find out that even some FBI agents were involved, rather weirdly, but in a bizarre sort of way. But that seems to fit a pattern that we're finding out more and more about. Do you have any more information about that?
No, and that's the problem. We know that there were confidential informants on the ground. and we believe there are probably FBI agents active on the ground. There's no transparency, and that's why we need a congressional investigation, transparent into what role the FBI had that day in planning, during, and in the aftermath. We need to have those 14,000 hours of video released. Look, transparency is good for everybody, except for the truly criminal, which makes you wonder why it's the federal government that is afraid of that transparency.
Exactly. You know, Matt, what do you make of what is happening and not happening with this January 6th committee?
Oh, it's phony, and that's actually one of the things we're looking forward to doing on September 18th at the Capitol. We have a stage set up. We have a jumbo screen where we'll be able to present evidence that's not being allowed into that committee. It's not a real committee. There's no bias. When Nancy Pelosi can control who is and who is not on it, and rejected members that were recommended by the Republican caucus, it's just show trial. But it's important to recognize that the phony January 6th insurrection narrative isn't going to go away by ignoring it. She did that to keep it alive, because so much of the left agenda in this country is premised on the widespread belief of there being an insurrection. That's why they're able to force CRT into your school. Why? Well, because there was a white supremacist insurrection on January 6th. That's why they're able to purge patriots from the military. That's why they are able to threaten your Second Amendment rights. It's the basis for so much of their agenda. And I'm not a big Nazi analogy guy, but it's a lot like the Reichstag fire.
Exactly.
The Reichstag fire did burn down. Yeah, there were cops that were assaulted. But now what do they do with that? What do they turn that into? It's the same picture.
Well, the genesis of Marxism and socialism and communism is historic. It's well documented. And when you look at all these things in the sum total, to your point, Matt, it leads you down a road that looks like a duck, talks like a duck. You know, at some point, you got to call it out for what it is. I mean, this is rather dangerous. And again, you know, as we started this conversation, you look at what Bob Woodward is writing about. If nothing else, I mean, there's smoke there, and it does speak of a psychological mindset, you know, that we commonly refer to as the Trump derangement syndrome. And, of course, that was furthered in the recent California recall with Gavin Newsom and the other Democratic leaders talking about Trumpism. That's the new term now, Trumpism. So now it's going to be, maybe not Jews, but now anybody who happens to support Donald Trump or a conservative viewpoint, we're bad, and, the Marxists and liberals are good. It's us against them is what they're doing.
I'm sorry, I cut out a little bit. What did you say about Jews? Did I miss?
What I'm saying is that what they're doing Trumpism is using that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear
right.
You're completely correct, and they're trying to unperson us. And, you know, let me lay it out, the broad picture.
We got about 30 seconds left. Real quick, go ahead.
Listen, for the left, January 6th was a holiday because they had a lot of people that engaged in illegal behavior. They could throw the FBI after them. What they really fear is what's happening on September 18th, which is a peaceful rally. You can't sick the FBI on a peaceful crowd who's breaking no laws. That's why they fear this event. That's why the defense is going up to intimidate us. Please come to the rally or the rally in your state. At lookaheadamerica.org/rally for all the information.
Matt Brainerd has been with us. Matt, as always, appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of